Okay, now we called the meeting to order at 8:33. We're presently in roll call. Kim Laird, Chair, is here. Kevin Axtell.
Present.
Matt Hall.
Here.
Richard Kennison is absent. Dave Pawson.
Present.
Tom Wall is currently absent. Aaron Stevens.
Here.
And Mike Sullivan is away. And Martin Frost, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, and Sandy is also away on vacation. Okay, so first of all, we need a motion to approve tonight's agenda. Do we have someone to make that motion?
I'll move.
Kevin Axtell.
Okay, and we need a second, please.
I'll second it, Dave.
Okay, Dave. And were there any additions, corrections on tonight's agenda that any of you saw? If not, we'll vote on the approval of agenda. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the agenda for tonight has passed. On to approval of minutes. We need a motion to approve the minutes from back on March 21st. I did send them to you late, so if someone would rather move to table, that's fine too, whichever you guys are comfortable with.
Well, I did get a chance to look at them, so I'll go ahead and move to approve the March 2012 minutes. Kevin?
I looked at them as well, and I will second.
Excellent. All right. Any corrections?
Just the one I sent you an email that you were
yes. And Dave did point out that it should be motion to table the December 14th. That's what he made the motion for, and Kevin seconded. So I have made that correction. When I was making that correction, I also found I wrote December 14th of 2011, which I have also corrected that to 2012. It should be 2011. So I made that correction as well. Anything else that anyone saw? If not, we'll vote for the approval of the March minutes. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The March minutes are approved. Thank you. And I just within the last half hour or 40 minutes sent you the April minutes. Has anyone had a chance to look those over?
I did. Dave?
Okay. Does anyone want to make the motion to approve the April minutes?
I'd make that motion.
Okay. And a second, please.
Second.
Seconded, Matt.
Okay. And any discussion, any corrections that anyone saw? If not, we'll vote for the approval of those minutes. Anyone opposed to the approval of the April 18th minutes? Any abstentions?
I guess I'd abstain just because I wasn't there, so I don't know if they were accurate, but I have no reason to disbelieve them.
Okay. So you want to abstain then?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave made the motion, though. All right. Martin, are you there?
Dave, I think you made the motion, and I don't know if...
Is this
okay.
Different than when we move to discuss things and then we actually vote on them?
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. So, Dave, you're going
okay.
to abstain? Yep. It's okay.
Yep.
All right. But they are approved. So.
Can I just say I appreciate the details, Sandy, on all the discussion stuff? It's a good recap.
Yeah. And I actually did the April minutes because I
had gotten
Sandy. So I did those.
Okay.
That's why in two places it says about, you know, it's on the tape.
Oh, okay, got it.
Only because...
Yeah, it's nice having the discussion.
Yeah, but, yeah, I put as much discussion in as I possibly could this time. And Sandy does as well, so...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good. If you look back at old minutes of meetings from years and years and years ago... They were very, very sketchy. So more detail is always better. We also have the December 14th of 2011 minutes, which were tabled and never approved. So do we have anyone to make the motion to approve those minutes?
This is Matt. I move.
Okay. Anyone to second?
Second, Kevin A.
And I don't know who had a chance to look at them. Any corrections that anyone happened to notice?
They looked fine.
Okay. All right. We'll go to vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of the December 14th, 2011 minutes? Any abstentions? Okay. Those minutes are also approved. Excellent. Moving on to reports. Matt, on the agenda, I included Mike's registration information. I know it's a little dated at this point. But
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
That's why I left his date on there. That was as of May 10th. So.
Okay. So
I'm very happy with 186. Personally.
Yeah. If,
I'm happy with 186.
When you go to Board Plus and you see the work that Martin has done, I want to acknowledge Martin's leadership here.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Thank
it's
so
there. It's accessible. It's good to go. As you know, if you look at it, you'll see that basically we are about halfway to our booked, blocked percentage that we need to be at. So with 2 months to the fest, I mean, 2 months to the fest, but really 1 month or about a little bit more maybe until the hotel says, okay, this is, you know, by June, I think 13th it was, in the contract where we need to be at 80% or more. So we're close. We're definitely not there on either, but we're close with Embassy Suites. Marriott block is low, so we'll see. And which is interesting because the Marriott is the slightly cheaper of the two. So we'll see. Maybe that'll fill up now as it gets more expensive. And then where was it? In terms of total number of people attending, right, 176 packages. And then you know, some of those are VIPs, of course, or add VIPs to those, and you got 181 in terms of total packages. So that's looking pretty good. And then, you know, if you look at what our budget for the festival is, which was $90,000+, we've got about, you know, 42,000. So we're at, as Martin calculated, it's, you know, 46.6% of our total income. But we do have some money to work with at least now. So that's good. In other areas, I want to finalize the T-shirt order. I mean, I sent back a long time ago, I sent you the various samples that Ross provided, and he wanted some feedback and guidance on colors. Does anybody have a particular color scheme that they, you know, liked when you got those? I know you might have to dig through your emails for those, and we don't have to do that right this second. But maybe
digging right now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I want to bring that back to people's minds because that's one thing that I want to just get done real quick. Ross has got it. Crash has got it. So as long as they know what we want, then that's fine. If nobody has a particular preference, then I'll just make a choice and go with my favorite or whatever. But, you know, they're all fairly similar. It's just a matter of the color of the rings on the shirt and so forth. So that is that.
He only has one picture.
Yeah, I'm only finding
is there one
picture.
With, yeah, I only see one picture.
Huh.
On black with blue and green.
Blue and green?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. See, I've got one that has, he had a red and orange variation of those rings, and then he had another one which was a green and yellow. You guys don't see those?
Nope.
Nah. Okay. All right, I'll send it back out. I mean, I'll just send it out again. That's fine. So that's just one little thing. Two, I talked with Warren Hammond yesterday about the championships. He's looking like he's pretty squared away. I mean, that guy, he's on it for the most part. He's having trouble finding a stage manager, which is, I think, the last piece of the puzzle for him, really. So if you all know anybody or can recommend somebody that you think would be good, you can just contact Warren, or you can tell me, and I'll work with Warren.
I have an idea.
Who would it be?
Selena, she was the stage manager at the Durango Juggling Festival, and she's our circus stage manager here, too, and she's coming to the IJA.
She is coming?
Yep.
All righty.
So,
do you have her contact information?
I sure do. I can send that to you, and I can contact her directly, too, and just include you in the email if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Sounds good. And, I mean, Warren, ultimately, I'm going to leave this to Warren. Like, if he talks to her and he doesn't feel like, you know, it's a good match or whatever, then I'm going to respect his choice.
Okay. I can just
Yeah.
On to Warren then, the contact stuff?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. You got Warren's stuff?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that would help him. And then he and I were also talking about the trophies and medals. And I know Mike's not here, but Kim, you might have some information. Like, are we still within the time frame where we can get Joe Niedokowski to make his statue? Does he expect it? Or do I need to make other plans to at least have one there, and then we can have Joe make it retroactively?
For which one? For which?
The team's championship trophy.
Okay. We have the team's championship trophy that we put on display.
Okay.
And then what we have to do is talk with John Wee.
Okay.
At the fest, we usually give him the name of the recipient as well as mailing address. And then they have the trophy made, and it's sent directly to the recipients.
So
that's
nice.
How that works.
Okay,
now,
cool.
We do need to talk with Albert Lucas because the Juniors Championship Cup as well as the Seniors Division Cup is made in advance.
Okay. And does he pay for both of those?
Yep. They're from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. He usually calls me, I want to say around this time. It's either late May, early June. I usually get a phone call from him asking where the mailing address is.
Okay.
For this year's particular fest, but if you
right.
want to contact him first, that's great.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Do you have his contact information?
And as far as medals for the championships, we have enough to get us through this year without a problem.
Oh, really? Is that from our leftover store of last year's?
Correct.
Okay. Where are those, if I may ask?
Those are in storage in Winston-Salem already with Steph Gardner-Walsh.
Ah, excellent. All right. So those were questions.
Their medals? Sorry.
Pardon me?
I just said, Kim, did the Jugheads get their medals?
Yes, they did. They got
okay.
them actually about a month ago.
Excellent.
I checked in with Wendy last week because I got a bill from the company saying that we hadn't paid the bill yet. Well,
okay.
we never received the initial bill.
Okay.
I wasn't even sure they went out. So I checked with Wendy, and she apologized. She said she should have told me when they arrived.
Okay, thank you for following.
Yep,
through.
They've got them.
Cool. All right. Those were the questions that Warren had, so I can go back to him and reassure him that all is well.
One
and
thing
then,
with the champ stuff is I think there's only 4 people signed up right now for champs, so that's something we might want to do some promotion stuff on. Yeah.
Yeah, Warren's got 4 people registered for champ. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
4 people registered for champs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then,
another thing we need,
that deadline is in, what, like 14 days or something?
I think it's June 11th.
Oh, I thought it was June 1st. Okay, June 11th.
Yeah, I think it's later. Matt,
yeah.
I can also...
A mailing address for people to send in their ballots to Winston-Salem or somewhere else.
Already have it.
You have it?
Already have it. I got it. Yep.
Is it at the convention center?
Kay Calzolari at the Visitors Bureau. They're the ones that handled it last time, and
okay,
they
great.
Will make sure that Maryland gets them in hand on the day of our elections. Yep.
Great.
Yeah, the mailing address I have for the Benton Convention Center is for the shipping, for the larger items for vendors and such.
Yeah, and Matt, also, just so you're aware, Kay also takes care of setting us up with the parliamentarian, so Jerry Nichols is still available. She's looking forward to working with us again for the parliamentarian for our general meeting. And also, they're the ones that set up the cashier. Kay's actually the one that is the cashier, and she can offer up to 9 complimentary hours to work our registration table and the cashier, whatever we need her to do.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd probably front load her in the first couple days, maybe, you know, yep. 3 hours, something like that.
Yep. And she also asked about the welcoming letter from the mayor's office that we usually put in the festival
right,
slip.
In the pamphlet.
Yep. So I told her, go ahead, please get that. And if she can PDF file it to us, that would be great.
Yeah.
So she's going to work on that for you. Okay.
Cool. Mike has already sent me the proofs for the tickets in terms of individuals, teams, juniors, and Cascade Stars. So I'm proofing those now and sending back, and he'll get them squared away, and he and Marilyn will stuff. That was all championship stuff. And then our VIP guests, Cascade Stars, Steve Langley's on it, Jim Maxwell's on it. We've got all the tickets and plane tickets, visas. Aaron, you said, if I remember correctly, that fare is pretty much squared away at this point, yes?
Yep, she's approved for her visa, and we're just waiting on it to get in her hands before we buy her ticket.
Right. Freddie Kennedy Jr., yeah, they're all squared away. Pavel's workshop is at 11 attendees right now. That's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And if anything, I'm going to have to talk to him and see if he, you know, does he want to go to 15, does he want to go to 20, you know, how far does he want to go and that kind of thing. But the good news is already with 10 or more people in the workshop, that's the 1,000 for him. So he's looking pretty good in terms of his compensation.
Yes.
And that saves us some money in that sense. And then, let's see, okay, juggling, Len's doing his thing. I haven't really talked to him since our last board meeting. So, he hasn't emailed me and said, what, I need more money. So I don't know where he's at.
No, Matt. He and I had a really nice discussion the day or two after our last board meeting about
yeah, I remember.
Budget. We basically cut his budget more or less in half,
smart.
Or less than half. So we're looking at getting Easy Up tents from the local club, and I'm going to bring mine down for him, so that gets rid of his tent costs. Some of the local club members have folding banquet tables that we are welcome to use, so that gets rid of his table costs that he was looking at. And we're looking for sponsorship from a local grocery store to provide as much water and oranges and bananas as we can to try and offset the food costs for there. So we took his budget and worked with the local club and cut a lot of money out of it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks for doing that.
You're very welcome.
So there we got that. And then I'm going backwards. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Once again, Renegade is pretty much Mark Hayward and company. Slammin' Andy and Keith Nelson primarily, and then Mark's agreed to help them out. So that's there. And that'll happen when it's there. And then Fun Fun, we're still up in the air. And that's something I am concerned about, just because sooner or later we need to know what we're going to do with $20,000. And the sooner we know what we can do with it, we can do things with it. So, you know, I haven't been setting any records for Fun Fun committee attendance, so I can't say much. But it's getting, you know, we got 2 months, so we got to make some moves on that.
Yeah, I can speak a little to the Fun Fund. Things are certainly a little behind, but there's definitely a number of decisions been made. Warren's got the lounge planning well underway and all the contacts with everybody there. And then there's some choices made for some prizes and projectors and things like that. But it is also a little behind with the Fun Fund, but pretty optimistic that we can bring it all in time.
What do you think your end point deadline is for that?
Well, I think it, part of that depends on certain things are going to have earlier deadlines than others. But as far as having the budget ready to go and break down, I think that a good deadline would probably be the 15th of June.
Or the next meeting, too, because we're going to have to vote on it, and that'll be our last meeting before
Right.
That's yeah. So exactly.
And actually, if we can even have a preliminary list slightly ahead of that,
yeah.
EWE likes to get that list prior to board approval.
Right.
Okay. So. Well, plus if we get into the meeting and the board has an issue with it, that would be kind of bad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, like ahead of the meeting for preparation and stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The June meeting, have we scheduled it yet?
Not yet. Potentially the 20th.
Okay.
We'll schedule it at the end of the meeting.
Yeah,
tonight,
definitely could get something ahead of time from that.
Cool. Perfect.
So that's pretty much where I'm at with the festival. And you know, it's getting there. It's getting there. I'm not assured that we're going to meet our goals in terms of, you know, budget and rooms and attendance numbers, but I'm still hopeful, and we'll just see. You know, that's something that's pretty much beyond our control at this point. Maybe
that's the last kick of people registering those.
Yeah, that was a big jump in 5 days, so
yeah.
We'll see where it goes from there. I mean, if we double that, you know, like if that all happened essentially in the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 3 weeks, then, you know, we've got 2 months, you know, or a month. We might get there. We might get to 300, might get to 350. But
I have six of my Juggle Club kids that are looking at going.
Yeah.
They just haven't made a final decision, or okay. Parents are giving them a little bit of a hassle or whatever. So, you know, I think that's part of it. They kind of looked at it and went, oh, it only goes up by a few bucks.
Right.
So, well.
Yeah, no, my default setting, at least, you know, after last year is to not be, you know, just like, oh, yeah, no problem. And then suddenly.
Yeah, totally. That's good. That's good.
You know, I'd rather be pleasantly surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. More.
Was our more or less balanced budget number at somewhere around an attendance of 300? Was that right?
300, 350.
Somewhere there.
It was 350.
Yeah.
So we're at essentially half. You know, we'd be, you know, with my 250 budget, you know, we'd be in the hole, but you know, we'd be closer. So it's a trade-off. So we budgeted for a little more attendance, and if we get it, then we're good to go.
Sweet.
So that's my report. If anybody can think of anything that I'm missing, just let me know. But otherwise, that's where we're at.
Sounds good. Any questions for Matt? Thanks, Matt. If there's anything you need, you know how to get us.
Yeah.
All right. Mike didn't really send anything about future festivals, so we'll move on to financial. John, you're still here, right?
Yes, I'm here, huh?
Okay. So if you want to cover the financials for us, that would be great.
Well, Holly sent reports showing the results for last year and noted that there was a loss in the general fund, the festival, there was a loss. I guess my comments around that would be that it seems like this year, for sure, the general fund shouldn't have a loss because there's not going to be a Juggle magazine. It sort of looks like the projections that were made, even if they're not quite met, should still keep the general fund from having a loss in 2012. And I guess Matt just talked about the festival and the potential there, and seems like the festival budget for 2012 should come in okay, too. We shouldn't be looking at a loss, or if there is one, it won't be anywhere near what the previous or the 2011 loss was. So
that was a goal, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So other than that, I guess I don't have much else to say. If you've looked at the numbers, if you have any questions, I'm not sure I can answer your question, but I might be able to try, or I'll get your question to Holly if that's necessary, or maybe maybe Kim might have an answer too. So,
I just have a question. Oh, just in the just with the YEP thing. And again, John, yeah, I'm not sure, but maybe Kim. It says loss of $958.60 reflects some donations and grants, but mainly expenses as EV pledged. So I'm not sure why that's a loss.
I think there just has been no money was recorded as being received in 2011. I think the money that did come in was received in January of 2012, so that's why there's a loss. I believe if I've got my funds right, I think that's what happened there.
Okay, because we got the $5,000 in June of 2010. Okay, expenses we pledged, recognized in full of 2010.
Yeah, and that's what it is. We're looking at the end of 2011, so some of these things were recorded in the previous year.
Right, like the because we got the $5,000 from 2010 from EWE.
Yeah, okay. There was that kind of lag year because we got it in July instead of December.
Okay, but yeah. Essentially it didn't lose any money, obviously. Cause
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John, the other thing I was trying to clarify, the miscellaneous payables line says it's money owed to Ivan J. and MMCC. That number was higher than I would have guessed or expected. Do you know how that breaks down at all?
I guess I can't give you that right now, no. I just know that there is some money owed, and no, I can't give you anything more than that, I guess.
Okay.
We currently owe money to them?
Right.
We paid Ivan, haven't we?
Yeah, Ivan is paid.
Ivan's
and Jay's
paid.
Been paid as well.
Right, and that line item is listed at over $20,000.
Well, Jay was, or I'm sorry.
Ivan was $8,000.
Ivan was $8,000. Jay came in, I don't have the figures in front of me. I want to say his was like $1,200 or something like that.
But were they paid by December 31st? This is a December 31st statement.
No, I think
it was that's half of the line item.
Which are you on the
$10,000?
Are you on the you're on the actual budget line, which we're going to vote on later.
You're on the balance sheet, right?
Balance sheet.
Yes.
Okay, I was on the wrong spreadsheet.
Well, I'm quite sure those payments were made in 2012, I thought. But, I'll have to check that.
Right. So if they were, that would explain why this is still sitting there on December 31st, 2011. But it sounds like between Ivan and Jay, we can explain somewhere between $9,000 and $10,000, and this line item is $20,300.
I'll get you an answer to that. I'll check.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going into our Bank of America account now to see when exactly those were paid. I'm 90% sure Ivan was paid before the end of December.
Yeah, I thought it was in the fall that he was paid.
I thought so too, but I figured I was just wrong because that number looked so big, but it's worth double checking.
Are there any other questions for John while I check this out?
No, I mean, it's all sad news, but it's very clear, and it's not a huge surprise for the most part, so thank you for the detail.
Wait, and you're on the balance sheet, not the... I'm trying to figure out what you're looking at.
What I'm looking at that I'm confused by, I am on the balance sheet on line 38. Well, 37, I guess.
And what's it called?
Miscellaneous payables.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I have to admit that struck me. That number struck me as well.
I remember some comments about it, but I at this moment I just don't remember the details, so I can't give you an answer. But I.
That's okay.
That's fine. But if we could follow up just to clarify what that is,
I will do that. And get an answer out to you.
Yeah, and especially sure. Looking at the. Oh wait, no, I was looking at the wrong place. But looking at the rest of the years. That's definitely pretty high up there. Okay.
I wish this gave you a search function.
Are you? Wait, you're in the Excel file?
No, I'm in the Bank of America site.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was about to rock your world with a Microsoft Excel tip. Command F. There we go.
That's awesome.
Was it possibly the sum total from the prior year and that year?
Actually, Ivan's payment was not processed until February 6th.
Of 2012?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
That's what
I know.
Yeah,
that's part of it, and then still we're at looking at
that. That's the problem there. Okay. So that's Ivan's.
And what was that amount for?
$8,500. Okay. And Jay, if the site decides to cooperate, Jayco's was also processed in February of 2012, and his total payment was $1,368.60. So that still puts us well short of
like
the number that's there. Yeah.
Of the 20?
I'll check with Holly and get an answer to that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that was mentioned in the notes was MMCC, but I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Is MMC the company?
Yeah, the mobile mini service.
Mini mobile mini.
And there, I don't know if it'll show on here because that's not a payout.
That's a
wire that we send to them. We actually, for those of you who may not know, we umbrella MMCC under our 501c3. So any donations that come in for them come into us, and then we send them a wire for their total amount. That was for approximately $10,000, a little over $10,000.
Well,
so that's where the other part comes from.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Check.
Does that sound okay to everyone now?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that gets us in the right ballpark, so I can believe that's probably it.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost forgot about those. Okay. Yeah, that should be about right. All right, any other questions? All righty. Thank you, Jay. And if you can get us, you know, a little more detail on that, that would be great, just to make sure that, you know, we kind of put it together correctly.
I will check with Holly and get an answer out to everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, website team, Aaron, I don't know if you want to talk about this at all. Mike again sent me a little.
Yeah, I mean, I know he sent the email out to everyone before he left, just saying what his recommendations were. Did people get a chance to look at the website, the AMS systems that he had recommended?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I got him.
So, I mean, yeah, as far as the check-in, he said what's there, but I think it would be good for us to just discuss it. I don't know if we should discuss it here or in Varia.
We can discuss it here a little bit. It was very obvious you get what you pay for to
me.
Yeah.
Well, and the two, yeah, because there's that wild apricot one that's really cheap.
Yeah.
And has a lot of... yeah, not as many features and stuff.
Right. I did send Iwi two emails now to ask what his possible contribution would be toward this, since he expressed interest in supporting this project. I have not heard back from him yet. The last email was just sent on Monday, so hopefully I'll hear back from him soon. The other one was sent right after our last board meeting. So I'll keep everybody updated as I hear. I did give him the price outlines of the 1 year, first year, the first 3 years, and first 5 years. just to give him an idea of, you know, you purchase more years, it's kind of cheaper overall. But, you know, I just wanted Iwi to be completely aware of here are the prices we're being offered.
Yep. Okay.
I was trying to dig up that same pricing information a while ago before this meeting, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Where's
on the website?
Yeah.
I'm on there right now on both of them, your membership, low annual fee of $6,495, one-time setup of $2,495.
Wait, are you, like, on their website or somewhere on our website?
Oh, I'm on their website.
Yeah.
I'm on their website, which was sent to us, or that I sent out the other day, the links for that from Mike.
Yeah, but I think Mike just sent those in an email.
Yeah, probably. And I know we had it, too, in previous emails. I know both of them, I think, were around that $500 a month. That's what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, I didn't look at the
$6,000 annual, approximately.
I didn't look at the monthly.
I know who it came from. It came from our fellow who was our consultant, and
okay.
He sent us a list of the costs. So I can try to find that email and forward it on.
The cheapest plan out of the three was the first year would be $1,080. Now, are they per month? They're not per month charges. That's for the year, correct?
They do charge monthly, though, is what I was under the impression of. It's $500 a month for the more expensive ones and then for the lesser one.
Okay, well, then that would kind of make
sense.
But
it's the annual. They give us the annual price.
Yeah.
But it's also looking at.
For the first year of the cheapest plan, it would be $1,080. First 3 years of that plan, so if we purchase 3 years at one shot, $3,240. First 5 years of the cheapest of the three plans would be $5,400. If we went with the more expensive but more inclusive plan, first year is $7,490. First three-year total, $19,480. First five-year total, $31,470.
Seems high.
What's that?
Oh, it just with monthly commitments like that, or I guess larger packages, as long as it's what we know we want.
Yeah, and after looking at these sites, it really doesn't look like a bad, like the AMS systems, I could see what the benefits would be for sure for what we do as far as festival registration goes, as far as membership management goes. So I can definitely see the benefit of them. It's just looking at that cost, and right now I feel like, and if Iwi is willing to back that, that's awesome. And if he's not, I don't know that we could go forward with this at this time.
Right.
That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I don't like asking him to spend for things we don't need, but and I'm still uncomfortable with every description being like, this is way more than we could ever possibly use or need.
Right.
When it costs that much. I mean, if we break it down by members, that's asking every member to pay $6 or $7 a year for the website.
Right.
Right. And I agree with you, Dave. I also agree with the others that have spoken up. You know, it's nice if we can do it, but if we have to do it without a sponsorship, we're not ready to do this.
I want to say one thing. $6 or $7 a year out of, you know, current $40 thing, maybe that'll change, maybe that'll become lower, but we're basically getting membership services from Mike and Marilyn, well, from Marilyn, and festival registration stuff from Mike for free. And one of the things this whole scheme is designed to do is integrate all the membership services and the website services so that there's one database. Right now, you know, I get emails from someone, I tried to log in on the ID site, and it didn't work. I couldn't get this thing. And I say, well, you logged in on the wrong part of the IGA site because we're so stupid. We've got three or four different places for you to log in. And, you know, it's obviously our fault. But but it's, and it's very confusing. So I see this happening all the time because they don't know, you know, what thing to log into, especially when there's a login, you know, button on every page, but that's not the login button they want, if that's for the forum. Anyway, so although I'm not trying to advocate that we spend gobs of money on this, I'm saying there is a real problem that we have here, and that this $6 per person doesn't seem like a whole lot, given that it's not just giving us a good website, but it's giving us a database management system that will handle our membership and registration and all the stuff in one fell swoop.
Yeah, I don't have any doubt that there's a problem, but I'm a bit resistant because it's a lot of money, and when I tried to talk to Marilyn and Mike about it and said, okay, what would you really need to solve this? What would I need to do so that we had unified logins here and here? And the only answer I got is, well, why would you do that? Because we'll just buy an AMS system and it'll do it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I was thinking is it could have been good, hindsight-wise, to say we would like one, you know, an AMS proposal as well as another solution, website design solution. And we would like both of those presented for the website team, you know, and because I think the whole focus has been on AMS this whole time, despite several voices putting in saying we want to see other options. I know other options have been coming up, and that's one of the challenges is the person willing to do their work right now is very sold on the AMS system. And I think it's a, you know, looking at it, it looks like an awesome system. It looks like something that would be great. But, yeah, it's that cost and the reality of that cost right now that is concerning. So
what happened to we had a member who was interested in making a bid on this by, you know, doing it himself. That was Ross, someone.
Ross,
I think.
He opted not to make a bid.
Okay.
Mainly, he outlined why he wasn't going to do it at this time.
Just to throw something out there, there's nothing to say that we can't kind of take a few steps back and go for other proposals, other bids of sorts, not necessarily an AMS system, but something that integrates everything together in some other fashion. So is that something we want to do? Do we want to put out another call, you know, even if some of us approach people we know? Joyce Howard constructs websites. There's a gentleman that just opened a business around my place who is doing actually all of the local government websites right now and doing just that. He's integrating so that you can pay bills online and whatnot. So is that
something we want to do? My concern with that is that we did the calls and we spent like 6 to 8 months focusing on to get other options and we got zero feedback in the end. So that's my primary concern.
Well, and I think at least part of the problem was that we paid this guy to come up with a list of requirements, and
the
we
requirements,
got a list of requirements that,
were a mile long
and said we needed to turn straw into gold, and you know, it listed so much stuff that I believe most people are going to look at that and be like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't want to even touch that, yeah. I'd still love to hear back from Iwi. I don't feel like I could move forward with this decision without knowing if he's willing to fund something, because if he is, and we do like these systems, because, again, they're awesome. There's a great focus on making the websites user-friendly, which is what we're talking about as a necessity. If he responds, and also looking at what kind of commitment he's willing to make, is it just a one-year commitment? If that's the case, I wouldn't want to move forward either. If it's a long-term commitment, that's something different. So, and it's hard looking down the road. It's like, yeah, great, we find this fabulous solution, but what about, you know, when that commitment runs out, do we leave future boards with a $6,000 a year commitment that they may or may not be able to afford?
Okay.
Well said.
Let's wait to hear back. Whenever I hear back from Iwi, I will pass on that information immediately to everybody. And then we can make a decision from there. Okay?
Sounds good.
Any other questions or discussion about website team? All right. If not, Marilyn sent the membership numbers. Once again, I left the previous month's numbers there as well. So total memberships as of right now is – 1377, where we were at 1438 last month. Number of members this month is 1156 compared to 1207 last month. And the note was made there that the Jugheads have usually renewed by now, but we are running behind. However, one celebration, we added one life member.
Woo!
Yay!
Nice.
New life member. Sweet.
And so that's not looking at what just happened after the deadline for festival, early bird, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'm looking to find Marilyn's. There's the life member. Our newest life member is Ryan Bradley.
Woohoo! Hey, Ryan.
Okay. Anything in education tonight?
Education, the YEP training is full officially. I put out a call to fill up the last like 6 spots, I think, and I got several emails right away saying that they were interested. So we've got 12 people, which is what we went for last year.
Excellent.
And I just put that, Max and I know I haven't been talking to Kevin and Kim much and just kind of decided to move forward with it. I hope that's okay. And yeah, it's a lot of really excited, really enthusiastic people, a lot of people who already have education programs established. And one of them is the Bindlestiff Family Circus. People will be attending. And we got I don't know if this was last month that we said this, but somebody emailed from India saying, I want to be involved with YEP. How can I do this? And so just renews the passion to get a online training and look at the international expansion thing and what that would actually look like.
Erin, you might talk to Jay about filming the YEP classes.
Cool.
And then you could have the basic training online.
Good point. That's an excellent idea.
And if you go through certain online abilities, online programs, they could actually be filmed, saved online, but only available at certain times, or you can give an access code, so it can't just be accessed by anyone at any time, That's something that we want to look at.
Okay. Cool.
And they're free.
Okay. And then one other thing, actually, regarding props to you, I'll throw that in with education. I would like to do a prop collection at the IJA this year, where we ask people to bring props with them. If they have used props that they'd like to contribute, and I'm trying to find the best way to do that. And I know we have the mailer going out, but that's not necessarily to people attending. So I was thinking maybe Martin, including it in some kind of festival email announcement or something. Just asking people if you have used props that you would like to contribute, and they'll be going to Bolivia to a program called Performing Life. That might be the best option.
E-newsletter.
E-newsletter. Oh, right, that works too. I just was thinking of specifically targeting the people who will be attending the festival.
Well, and there's no problem with putting it out in the mailer, too. We should have room. And this way, if someone isn't coming to the fest, but a friend of theirs is, or someone in their club,
they donate props,
they can send it with that person coming.
Right. Now, my concern is that I have, 500 used clubs, and I'm like, how the heck am I getting this on the airplane?
Wow.
That's my only concern, but.
This is not really a high-priority sort of item for the mailer. Mailer is for the festival information and particularly the ballot information. If you can fit it in, okay, that's fine, but, don't squeeze out that other stuff.
Yeah.
No, we have some small little spaces, so even if it just takes up, one little corner, we should have room.
You could figure out where they're going ahead of time and then try to mail them out from the convention center.
Yeah, that was my other plan, because the guy who's going to be taking them with him is leaving August 6th and needs them by August 1st or something. So I was like, I could just mail it straight from Winston-Salem. Would be great. Somebody with a car, Kim, might be ideal to have do that.
Sure.
And I know we still have, I think, $300-something left for profits to you. I just saw that in the profit and loss statement.
Yep.
We had $390 that we can use for shipping and stuff, so.
And if we manage to fill my entire van, I can get us a second car.
But then we have to pay for the shipping.
I know.
Unless we find out where that guy lives. Maybe he lives close to you. Just kidding.
Maybe.
Okay. So right. Should I just get that message, or I'll just get that information to you, Kim, and then I'll also do something in the
email.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Cool. All right. Tom is not here tonight.
I have a piece on marketing.
You have a piece on marketing? Go for it.
Yeah. Just to share, right now, and Tom's been working on this a lot as well, World Juggling Day. We're doing a lot of publicity on that and using it as a cool marketing strategy. One thing we decided to try this year was a T-shirt design contest, and we are using it's called Easy Promotions. It's a fairly cheap Facebook promotions thing that follows all the Facebook guidelines, which I found out there are millions of Facebook guidelines to holding a contest on Facebook. Like, you can't call it a Facebook contest. It has to be held by a third party and stuff. So this is the third party that comes in and hosts it on your Facebook page, but never refers to it as a Facebook contest. Anyhow, got that up and running on the 1st, and we've had 5 entries so far, and there's been a lot of buzz about it, which is great, and just about World Juggling Day in general. And I think the entries so far have come from Italy, Chile, Brazil, England, and Texas. So it's nice that it's got a good international focus and an international outreach. And this is a tool we can use in the future for other promotional things, contests, or things like our Facebook page and get 10% off your membership or something like that, to get more buzz going about the IJA online. It's a good tool to know about. And that's it.
This is probably as good a place as any for me to catch you guys up on what I've been doing with potential vendor discount stuff. Do you want to hear about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So a couple months ago, I had sort of challenged us all to come up with different ways to add value for our members, since that was kind of dubious these days. So this is the one I've been chasing. So we used to have a vendor discount program, and it didn't do particularly well. And a couple of the targets I was shooting at is, one, we really didn't have much to offer the vendors in return. It was mostly just asking them to be nice. And the other was that I think the list of vendors that we had attracted was not necessarily that attractive to our members. So I've been going at this again, trying to target potentially more interesting vendors and trying to use advertising on eJuggle as our currency to barter in return, because I think that's more attractive advertising than we've been able to offer in the past. I wouldn't say it's going great, but it's not bad. I'll post something on our forum, because the notes of these meetings are public record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't want to jeopardize relationships with the people I'm talking to, so I'll post that privately on our forum. But I have, I think it's 8 vendors already who are interested in concept. I'm meeting with another in person this weekend, which is a pretty big name. And there's some really interesting candidates who have already said they're on board, which I think would make this much more attractive to people. I've sent a couple notes now to Scott and Scott on the eZine side to try to figure out what it is we can really offer in terms of advertising, but I haven't gotten any response from either of them on any of those notes, so I'm still kind of chasing that around. The general idea I'm looking at is to have some ad unit on the front page of eJuggle that rotates through the vendors who are participating. But so far, it's been pretty interesting. Even people who are not necessarily in love with the idea, I've had some really healthy discussion with them, just kind of starting from the position of, I'd like to get to where we can help each other instead of just having to ask you for stuff. So there have been some good discussions. I've learned a lot about past relations with some of these vendors, which is kind of good history. And some of that I'll probably also post privately, just so as not to air stuff that they didn't necessarily mean to make public. So. But it's showing some promise. I think we'll probably be able to come out with something that is of interest to a lot of our members.
Cool.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, good work, Dave. Good work.
Have you approached Caucho, Kate?
I approached them, and I have not heard back from them. I approached about 40, somewhere around 40 vendors I approached.
Nice. Awesome.
Okay. Any other questions for Dave? Okay, if not, let's move into motions for consideration. Wow, sorry, my mouth didn't want to work. Motions for consideration. The first motion for tonight is to approve the year-end financial reports. If anyone would like to make that motion so that we can discuss.
I'll make the motion, Aaron.
Okay.
I second, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. And discussion. Any discussion?
What I said earlier kind of holds true. I mean, they're not. It's not good news, but I think it's accurate, and it's not a big surprise. So,
right.
Stuff we've discussed before.
Okay. Are you all prepared to vote on this motion?
Yes.
If so, we will go to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to approving the year-end financial report? Any abstentions? It passes. Okay, the year-end financials are approved. One thing that wasn't mentioned earlier is there has been an extension filed for the 990. Holly usually doesn't anticipate on needing an extension, but she wants to make sure that she has it right and the board has a chance to look at it before it's filed. So that's usually why we file the extension, and that has been done. Just a little side note. Item B was tabled at our last two meetings now. Motion to approve the release of bank information to Scott Slesnick for the purpose of easy and to use AdSense for advertising revenue. Anyone want to make that motion? Without a motion, this would die. Without anyone making the motion, it would die, which means it would be taken off of the agenda until it's brought up again.
From them.
What was that?
Until we hear more from them.
Yeah, because I've sent them several emails now and have heard nothing back.
Yeah, I'd say we should let it die at this point.
Okay. Motion dies. Any other motions that we need to consider for this evening? Do we have anything for Varia?
Wasn't there something in there?
Circus Dreams.
The Circus Dreams, because that was posted, it would be a slight cost. It was suggested that maybe we could sell popcorn and drinks and whatnot. Question for you, Matt. If we were to run some sort of movie like this, Circus Dreams is a documentary film. If we were to run a film like this, would people purchasing drinks and popcorn and stuff count toward our food and beverage minimum? Mm-hmm. I believe it does, but
I'm not sure. I can't give an answer because I'm not sure.
Okay.
My question is, can we charge to show that film? I think we're going to get. Aren't we going to run foul of MPAA?
Well, I don't think it was mentioned to charge for the film itself. Just
okay, show the film.
Charge for popcorn.
Charge for the snacks.
Yeah.
It's still dicey. Well, actually, I don't know necessarily what the rules are.
It sounded like the part they thought was interesting is that there was kind of novel licensing around it, saying you can show it publicly as long as you buy 5 copies of it or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's there. Let's do it. Screw it. Why not?
Yeah, and then you could also get extra copies to sell. That was on the forum, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
It was where? Oh, on the forum, right.
On the forum, yeah.
And I didn't remember, I didn't notice, was that once you bought the 5 copies, you could show it publicly as many times as you wanted?
Here is the post. I'm sorry, I'm reading back through it very carefully. It was filmed 4 years ago. It's about Circus Smirkus. It features Fritz Grobe and Nate and Jacob Stein Sharp.
Nice.
It shows them passing five Diablos. You can buy a copy for $20. Here's what Jay said he found interesting, and I quote, in lieu of a licensing fee for public screenings of five or more people, we are offering the opportunity to purchase a screening kit of six DVDs at wholesale cost, which you can resell at the screening. In this way, you can make some money to cover your screening costs, and we are compensated for that screening. The Circus Dreams six-pack wholesale and public screening cost is $100 plus $4 for shipping. So a total of $104. As Jay pointed out, if you sell five copies of those DVDs, it's like $21 each for a DVD, which would cover our costs.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I mean, it seems like it's so little money that if there's time to show it and we have a projector or something, I don't know why we wouldn't do it. If nothing else, if we said, hey, Kevin, does the Fun Fund have 100 extra bucks sitting around?
Yeah. Either way, we can get that paid for easy. I say bonsai.
Yeah.
I don't think this is necessarily something we have to vote on. So if we're all in agreement, and since it's fest-related, you know, let Matt, it's in your hands as long as everyone's in agreement.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I'll put it on my action item list.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is everybody in agreement to do that?
Too, right, Matt?
Pardon me?
That's good, because you needed some stuff to do, right?
Yeah, for sure. Gotta keep busy, man.
Well,
at least it's tired of me hanging around the house, you know.
If you want to find out if the Fund Committee wants to, you know, well, Kevin, you're here too. So if the Fund Committee wants to include this, if you need me to actually make that purchase using the debit card, just let me know.
That might be the easiest way to go about it, is to pay with the debit card, and then the fund can reimburse, you know, the organization. Speaking of which, now that we do have some income, is there any way I can get the debit, as we start getting close to the festival, we're going to start needing to making purchases and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess before the next meeting, I want to talk with you about, you know, what items do I see on the budget that we'll need to pay, you know, before the festival hits, so I can get the debit card reserve replenished, because pretty much I used, you know, 9,900 of the 10,000 that was in there for the various flights and so forth.
Right. Okay.
Total tangent, but that got me thinking.
No, that's perfectly fine. I'm free pretty much all of next week except for Wednesday.
All right, cool.
And Tuesday between 6 and 7. So, Eastern time.
All right, yeah. Oh, cool.
All right. So, give me a call whenever.
All right.
Alrighty. Anything else for Varia tonight? Okay, hearing nothing else. Set up the next board meeting. The third Wednesday in June is June 20th.
Beautiful.
Not a problem for anyone.
June 20th. Yes, I won't be able to attend.
Okay.
I am organizing my family reunion.
Ooh, yay.
I'm good.
Okay.
I love it.
All righty.
Good.
Okay. So our next meeting will be June 20th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Anything else for this evening? If not, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Seconded, Matt?
Yep.
Got it. And anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting is adjourned at 9:39 p.m. Okay?
Thank you, everybody.
Well, Kevin, are you still here?
Yep.
Can you hang on for 1 minute?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, adios.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.